Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Philly Sports Passion Podcast. And today we'll be recapping the conference championship Sunday. And tonight my hosts are Doug and Kenneth. And how are you guys?
I'm good.
Pretty good.
Hi, Doug.
Hey.
Let's get right to it. I mean, let's do some plugs first. Doug, do you want to do some plugs?
Sure. I'm only going to plug the people that we like.
Okay.
Which are
basically,
you know, us. Listen to the Dirt Sheet dudes, Anthony and Boxman, and unfortunately, Smark. They're on every Wednesday and Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern time on Mixer.com/DirtSheetDudes. Now, if we're also doing, because we also do our show on Friday, so if we're on the same time they are, you tell them to go fuck themselves and you listen to us first.
Yeah, most of the time lately we've been doing our show before them, so.
Yeah.
Because you work in that state, so.
Well, also, too, I mean, they filed the lawsuit, and we have to follow the court injunction.
Huh?
Lawsuit? Yeah, well, Boxman's people are notorious for lawsuits, so. But anyway. So, Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern time, Mixer.com/DirtSheetDudes. They also do a show every other Saturday called the Hollywood Hangout. So listen to them, same channel, Mixer.com/DirtSheetDudes. Obviously listen to us. Usually every Friday, it usually varies whenever everybody's available. Or whether or not we actually want to do a show because we are pussies and we change our minds all the time.
Wow.
But, of course, you'll be able to find us on Blog Talk Radio. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, all the major podcast platforms. If we ever get our heads out of our asses, we will be continuing on Sunday nights to do the Wednesday Night Wars show.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
It's been a busy few weeks with football, and again, we are pussies. So
and Royal Rumble next week.
So, yeah.
I mean, we might be doing a show next Sunday before Royal Rumble, 5
yeah.
p.m., unless something happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I mean, our time, we usually do it on Fridays and Sundays, but like I said, we suck, so therefore we always cancel on each other because – nobody knows how to keep a commitment. That's why none of us are married.
I don't know about you two.
Well,
Clint
is pretty good. out of the three of us, Clint is probably the most. Out of the four of us, Clint is probably the most consistent.
Well, he's the only one that has a legitimate excuse. All right, he works.
We do right, too.
So. Well, we don't usually work at night, though, or we usually schedule it to where we can get out at, like, you know, or we can be home by, like, 9, 10 o'clock. He sometimes doesn't have a choice. We just...
Yeah. Depending on the mood we are in.
Yeah, it depends on the mood we're in. We're like women on their periods.
Got that right.
like we're very iffy. Like one minute we're fine, the next minute it's just like I don't want to do a show.
I was fine doing the show yesterday. I know you were too.
Well, yeah. Well, again,
we couldn't do it without our moderator.
Yeah, I know. Biggest pussy of them all. Anyway.
I hope Daniel's not listening.
No. Well, if he is, this isn't anything I wouldn't say to his face.
Yeah, I know.
Just...
You said it to my face, too. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't want to go. Anyway.
Enough.
So, let's get into some big football, huh? Championship Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah, what do you mean you think? Yes, yesterday was Championship Sunday. You think.
Yeah.
So, Cliff, what do you think of the first game? Since...
All right, so the AFC Championship game, not my – the thing I would really have to say was impressive was Kansas City's run defense. I mean, I looked at it as a game as if you could stop Derrick Henry, you stop the Tennessee Titans from winning the game. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep.
I mean,
I was surprised at that, too.
I mean, they had to do that. If they wanted to win, it was Derrick Henry had to be stopped. You know, like Glenn said, he had to be stopped, and it was – but if you're Tennessee, if you wanted to stop Kansas City, you know, you had to find a way to stop Patrick Mahomes.
It wasn't just Patrick Mahomes. I think you stop Patrick Mahomes, but then you have to worry about when you're with Kansas City. Okay, you take away Patrick Mahomes, but then you're left with Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and then Sammy Watkins.
Damian Williams.
Yeah. You got a whole list of people compared to just one person from Tennessee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once
right,
again,
like,
Kansas City came out slow.
Yeah. I mean, in Tennessee, you know, they're the one-trick pony, right? And that trick is Derrick Henry. But, like, with Kansas City, like Clintus was saying, Kansas City's got a whole stable full of horses.
Yep.
That – and Tennessee didn't have – they had the antidote in Week 10. But it's a whole different scenario, I think, when you
playoffs.
Get in the playoffs.
Well, here's something about that Week 10, too. When they met up in Week 10, Patrick Mahomes was just coming off an injury. I mean, he wasn't
right,
sure they
kneecap.
Really wanted to play. Yeah, with the kneecap. So he wasn't really sure if people really wanted him to play in that game at all.
And don't forget that game
was
in Tennessee, too.
I really think you got to look at it as Tennessee's got nothing to be ashamed of, by the way. Right?
No.
They had a hell of a run.
Yes, they did. They beat Baltimore and New England.
Yeah.
So. They'll be back next year. At least I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost though like the run that Jacksonville had a couple of years ago. Remember, Jacksonville, back in the 2017 season, they were in the AFC Championship game. You know, they knocked off Buffalo. They knocked off Buffalo in what was a horrible game. But then they beat the number 2-seeded Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's right,
and they had New England going. So these AFC South teams, you know, the AFC South is probably one of the better divisions in football.
Over the last 5 years.
Yeah. Because they're, you know, they're putting in the work and they're hanging in there until the very end.
Exactly. So next year is the Colts' turn.
I'm hoping it's a cold start. I mean, you had three. Well, if you look at it, Mike Vrabel is a very good head coach, as is Frank Reich.
Yeah, they're both.
Doug Marrone should have been fired last year. And Bill O'Brien is just there. Bill O'Brien's
exactly.
Just a fat guy.
Yeah. He should have been fired right after the game.
But, you know, Kansas City makes it to the Super Bowl. I mean, Kansas City's one of those teams, too, that they've been close for so long, but it's always been a bad break that's knocked them out. Well, break no more. They're at the Super Bowl, and this is probably one of the more – I really think that this is going to be a very anticipated Super Bowl because we're finally getting – a Super Bowl that has nothing to do with New England.
Yeah. Or Pittsburgh or... Yeah, New England or Pittsburgh. Right, this is the first... Yeah, this is the first year since, what, Denver made it?
Well, and you got to remember, though, too, is that, like, you finally have another quarterback that's not, you know, Breeze or... Brady or Roethlisberger or Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That's one thing I did like about this year's playoffs. Besides Wild Card Weekend, I mean, the divisional round and the championship Sunday games, it wasn't that good. I think the best round he had was the Wild Card Weekend round.
I agree with that.
I think those games were much closer.
That's one thing you want, you know, when you're like watching the playoffs. You want you're getting tired of playoffs. You're getting tired of watching this people blown out. I mean, that's what the season's for. Blow out the teams that don't need to, but I want to see a good, like, competitive game, especially if that's the only game I can only have to sit there and watch for 3 hours. I need something competitive to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing is that, like, and that's the only issue with the championship games yesterday is, you know, obviously, it looked like for a little bit that Tennessee was in it. But then, obviously, it kind of went off the rails because they found a way to stop Derrick Henry in that second half.
Yeah, and they couldn't recover.
Yeah.
Right.
I think what killed them was the final touchdown of the going into halftime.
Right.
The run
well, yeah, when they tried to stop Mahomes, but he just wouldn't. Like, he was getting into that end zone whether they wanted to or not.
Yeah. That was a fantastic run, too. It was like he was like Superman out there.
So, I mean, that game was good. I mean, the San Francisco-Green Bay game, I mean, San Francisco had the game plan. And it really was a flawless game plan.
Yeah. It looked like Green Bay they got hit in the face and they couldn't recover.
Yeah,
just like when Cowboy got... Green Bay got hit.
No, I said he talked all week about how Aaron Rodgers was dream game. How he was, like, shoved by the 49ers, even though he was a 49er fan and wanted to play for them. And he was going to prove this week why they should have drafted him when he was going to beat him.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers did show up. I mean, he showed up in the second half, but it was already too little, too late. The defense was so horrendous in the first half. He couldn't stop the run. He gave up, what, 4 touchdowns to an unknown running back who, what, is his
Well,
15,
he's
I
not
think?
Necessarily unknown. He had kind of come on, like, the last few weeks of the season. He was – Raheem Mostert was somebody – he made his presence felt in the second Seattle game.
Okay.
So
– a couple weeks ago.
They knew who he was, but here's a guy, undrafted, he's been in the league 5 years, but he's been on like 5 to 7 teams.
Yeah, one of them with the Eagles.
Right, and nobody wanted him. Like, he barely made the practice squads. And here he is, 220 rush yards, 4 touchdowns, and here's a guy, and I would not be surprised if this happened. If he goes off at the Super Bowl, he's going to be the MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and it's basically going to be, and this is like the Shanahan family tree here. Mike Shanahan, when he had the run with Denver, you know, Elway didn't do shit. Elway had Terrell Davis to carry everything.
TD, baby.
Huh?
TD.
Yeah. So, which stands for Terrell Davis. That's why I called him by his name.
Yeah, no, I was just saying his nickname.
Yeah. But he... I mean, he's basically the one. I mean, he was a Super Bowl MVP, I think, of a in the game against the Packers. So it's basically Kyle Shanahan is following what his father did. They got a good. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a bad quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. But guess what? He doesn't have to carry the load.
No.
He threw the ball 8 times yesterday.
Yeah, how does it make you feel knowing that you lost a championship game when the quarterback only beats you with 8 throws? His stat line was just 6 for 8 for 77 yards throughout the whole game.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill
only
threw 4.
But here's the thing is that they didn't need him to do anything. San Francisco can beat you so many different ways. Their defense can get you, and they got the run game. And when Garoppolo needs to, he's got the weapons to throw the pass.
Yep. He has pretty good receivers, and Sanders and the rookie, what's his name?
Samuels.
Sweeney? Yeah.
No, Deebo Samuels.
Oh, Samuels, yeah.
All right, he's got
rookie,
Samuels,
right?
He's got Sanders, yep, he's got George Kittle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they definitely, I mean, well, both teams earned their trip to Miami. And now
absolutely.
we are going to have a really good Super Bowl, but it's either going to be a defensive game or it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah. Hopefully better than last year. I think it's going to be better than last year.
I think the score is going to be higher. But last year just sucked. Last year sucked basically because, I mean, if you think about it, nobody wanted to see the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Everybody wanted, you know, it to be the Saints and the Chiefs.
Yep. And we finally...
But, you know, the referees made sure that the Rams got there because the referees are stupid because all... Like I said last week, all Al Riveron does is watch porn while the games are going on. Problem is, it's probably gay porn, too. But, oh, I can go further than what I did last week. Don't worry.
Yeah, let's keep this PG, man.
I'll try, but you might have to let me out of my contract if you want to keep going PG. but, you know, my point is the referees fucked up, so therefore the Rams got through. And then the Patriots happened to have a better offense than Kansas City did defense.
Yeah.
All right, and that was the issue. Kansas City's defense last year was atrocious. But they went and they got some key pieces, and they got rid of that stupid motherfucker that – on the defense, that D Ford that actually cost him the game last year. He had the game-winning interception last year, But it turned out not to be the game winner because he got penalized for a hold or some stupid shit.
No, it was a false start. No, offside.
Oh.
It was an offside.
Oh, was it offside?
It was an offside penalty. Yeah, the play called back. So,
he fucked that up. And then the game continued. The Patriots won. Well, now he's on San Francisco. So,
yeah, I was going to say,
you got to trade to
San Francisco.
So now they just got to tell him, dude, don't fuck this up for us. And, you know, you'll be fine or whatever. But so people didn't get the game that they wanted last year. This year, I don't think the NFL got the game that they wanted or State Farm got the game that they wanted.
Yeah, because they want Kansas City and Green Bay.
To be honest with you, I could care less what State Farm wants. My insurance is from Nationwide. So
okay.
I don't give a fuck about State Farm. Okay? So who gives a fuck about State Farm? I mean, yes,
true
I know
that.
They're an NFL I know they're in an NFL sponsor, but guess what? Aaron Rodgers is a putz. And he's a whiny little bitchy baby. And he's just, if you really look at it and you listen to what people say, Green Bay was very underwhelming 14-3. And they proved yesterday, because this is their fourth time in the AFC Championship game with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
They're
1-5. 1-4
now.
1-3. 1-3. And then the last games they got blown out. Two of the last three was that was San Fran and the Giants, and lost overtime to Seattle.
Well,
Seattle game.
No, not the Giants. The Giants blew them. The Giants beat them in the wild card, or not the wild card in the divisional. The other championship game that they got blown out by Atlanta. Remember when Atlanta went to the Super Bowl and choked?
That's right. Yeah, Atlanta in 2015. Yeah, it was Atlanta. I remember that now.
Right. And who was the coach of that team? Or the offensive coordinator, I mean. Kyle Shanahan. Right?
And that's how he got the job in San Francisco.
Right. Well, he didn't get the job in San Francisco by choking in the Super Bowl.
No. Not that. I mean, he got it for what he did during that season.
Right. And he right now, both teams earn their places, obviously. I mean, I know everybody was expecting it to be a rematch between Baltimore and San Francisco, but I don't think Baltimore was a fluke. They had a bad game, and unfortunately, that bad game is a was the divisional.
Yep. They had their worst game of the season at the wrong time.
Right.
Now. And last time the 49ers won the Super Bowl. Went to Super Bowl 29, and that game was in Miami against the Chargers.
All right, and that was 25 years ago.
Yep. And Kansas City, last time they went, was 50 years ago.
Super Bowl 4.
Well, however,
it doesn't matter.
Against Minnesota. How ironic.
Right. And
25 and 50.
Right, and that's what makes it. To me, this is what makes this appropriate. And this is a Super Bowl that it doesn't matter to me who wins because I like both teams.
Yeah, I was telling Cliff I didn't care who won the Super Bowl either. I just won a good game.
Right, and I think you're going to get – the thing is, it's either going to be a good offensive game or it's going to be a good defensive game. I don't think a team's getting blown out.
Nope, I don't think so either. I think both coaches are good. Both coaches are going to get their teams prepared. So, it's going to come down to who wants it a little more.
Right. And to be honest with you, I think the team that wants it more, or at least I think the coach that wants it more, is Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Because he keeps coming so close, but yet so far away. Mike Shanahan, I keep calling him his father. Kyle Shanahan is going to be, you know, the coach of the 49ers, at least for the next few years. They're going to have plenty of opportunities. They got a championship defense. They got a championship caliber running game. And they got a quarterback that when they need him to do something, he's going to do it.
Yep.
They've got the pieces. Now, here's what I kind of want to get. I kind of want to defer from the talk of who's going to the Super Bowl. I kind of want to talk about what the quarterback market is going to be like this offseason.
Okay.
For free agency. And I'm not just talking like, you know, the draft or whatever. I'm talking about when free agency starts in March and who's going to be available. Like Tannehill is going to be available, obviously, because
yep.
he only signed a year contract with the Titans. You know, it's rumored Philip Rivers is going to be available.
Tom Brady is available.
Yeah, Tom Brady. You know,
that's fine. He's not a free agent, but he's.
No, he's a free agent.
Okay.
I mean, I would not be surprised if Matthew Stafford and Andy Dalton become available. You know, Teddy Bridgewater.
Maybe Drew Brees.
Joe Flacco.
Eli Manning, if he doesn't retire.
Eli.
I think Eli's going to retire because he said he don't want to play with nobody else but the Giants. Some strange reason.
Right. Cam.
Winston.
No, Cam. Cam is still available. I think Aaron Mitchell, they're talking about either releasing him or trying to trade him because of he costs too much money in the cap. If you don't plan on starting on next year, then you need to get rid of him.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. He's going to become available. Like, he's not a free agent, but he's going to be one of those quarterbacks that's going to hit the market.
Yeah. Jameis Winston?
I don't know. I think Bruce Arians might want to try to keep him.
Bruce Arians is the only one that has been recruited.
You heard who?
Derek Carr might be available. I heard the Raiders might want to move on.
Right.
I mean, they're moving to Vegas, so I think they want a new quarterback. So.
Right. Also, I mean, Fitzpatrick, I don't think, is going to stay in Miami.
No, because we all know he moves around, so.
I swear to God, he's like a trophy wife.
He just.
He moves on. It's like these bitches that marry, like, you know, rich husband after rich husband after rich husband, but the marriage never lasts.
And that's what
he's been to more teams than Ric Flair has had ex wives. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a football whore.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, because he's been on every AFC team besides the Patriots, right?
Right,
yeah. Every AFC East team besides the Patriots. All right, look at it like this. The teams that I know he's been on offhand, Cincinnati drafted him. Okay? Cincinnati drafted him. Then he moved on to Buffalo, which was his best relationship until they decided to pay him. He was in Oakland and Tennessee. I know that. Then he moved on to the Jets. Then I think he went to Houston.
Yeah. Didn't he go Houston?
Then he went to Tampa.
So he's been in every Florida team, too, besides the Jags.
Right. I mean, and now he's with Miami. He's a football floozy.
Oh, he started his career with St. Louis, according to Wikipedia.
Oh.
And then he went Cincinnati, Buffalo, Tennessee.
Okay.
And then Houston, the Jets, the Buccaneers, and Dolphins. So
well, wasn't
one,
he with
two.
The Raiders at one time, too?
No.
Okay.
It was like it.
Then.
I mean, it could be next year. That's such a Raiders move, too.
But the thing is that, like, you have so many quarterbacks. This is going to be an open market, I think, for quarterbacks right now. And how many quarterbacks are projected to go in the first round of the draft?
Besides
well,
the
sure
LSU one, maybe two, as far as I know. LSU
sure.
And Bama one. No, the Clemson. He's not eligible until next year. I mean, number one, obviously that was new quarterback. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
What's that, Joe?
Joe Burrows. Yeah, Joe Burrows.
Yeah, Joe Burrows.
He's going to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He's going to Cincinnati, and then the Bama quarterback might get drafted in the first round. And maybe New England drafts a quarterback. So maybe two, three at most.
All right, so basically all these other teams are going to get their quarterbacks probably from the free agent market.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the Patriots and Chargers do. Those are the two teams
right.
I have in to see what they do.
Right. Well, here's a funny thing, too, and I was reading this on I saw this on Colin Cowherd's show earlier, is Philip Rivers permanently moved from San Diego to Florida.
Hmm.
All right. He moved. He's relocated the family. But Colin Cowherd talked about how Philip Rivers could end up in Carolina if the Panthers move on from Cam. But why the fuck would he move his family to Florida if he's going to play in Carolina?
I would think maybe Miami.
Well, I would think Miami too, because I don't see Tampa moving on from Jameis Winston and you know, Jacksonville has the Matthew McConaughey wannabe.
And Nick Foles. So they still have two quarterbacks that they don't know who they're going to
go
with.
Yeah, I don't know how long Foles is going to last there, though.
Yeah, he's another one that could be on the open market, too.
Right. So
keep your eye on Philadelphia.
He
could go back to Philadelphia as a backup. Putting
right.
it out there.
I mean, well, because that city treated him really well.
Yes.
But he wants to be a starter. But the thing is, he's a really good backup.
Yeah. He's
not
a good
starter
in the right system.
Right.
Yeah.
And the funny, like, but getting back to Phillip Rivers, so Phillip Rivers has 9 kids, okay? So it's not easy to just pack them up and move them out. 9 kids. I mean, this guy's got enough cum in him to shampoo a buffalo.
He has enough for a football team, an offensive line. I mean, offensive or defensive team. If
he's
going to
come on
himself.
His offensive line? You sick bastard.
No. No, I didn't say that. He has enough for an offensive.
Yeah, you're saying he has enough cum for a whole offensive line.
Oh. Okay. Let's move on. Before we get in trouble.
I'm just adding to the list of people that could possibly sue us over what I say.
Oh gosh.
Like that list grows and grows every week.
I just hope nobody takes it seriously.
If they do, they're stupid. You can't take anything I say seriously. If you did, I should have been fired from Target a long time ago.
We all love you, Doug.
Or thrown in jail.
Wow.
Hey, we speak truth on this show.
That's why it's called Unscripted. Still unscripted, even though it's not the unscripted wrestling.
Right.
But so getting to the free agent quarterbacks. Where do you think will be one of the top places? Because we all know Tom Brady is not going to retire. He might not sign with New England. Where would you think Tom Brady's going to sign?
Chargers. But he's from California.
Actually, you want to know my answer? And I'm not being a smartass when I say this. All right. And I'm looking at it because this team right now has a quarterback that they drafted last year that's not – obviously, when they started him, he's not – he wasn't ready because he fucking blew. So I could see this team bringing in Brady – to help mentor this kid and get him ready.
Talking about the Redskins.
And that would be the Washington Redskins. Because Ron Rivera is a no-nonsense coach. He's a former player.
Super Bowl. He took the Panthers to the Super Bowl.
And he took the Panthers to the Super Bowl. By the way, he's won a Super Bowl as a player.
I could see it. I could see them getting Phil Rivers, too. Now, where do you guys think Rivers will go? Obviously, one of the Florida teams. Probably Miami.
Yeah, I mean, if he moved his family to Florida, he might be interested in going to Miami. And then Miami might draft a quarterback in the later rounds to get that quarterback ready.
To mentor him.
Yeah.
Now do you think... Where do you think Cam would end up if they move on?
The Bears.
The Bears?
The Bears.
I don't see them giving
up
on
Mitch.
So
you think they would move on... You think they would move on from Trubisky?
He has to be on Trubisky, man. He's not doing anything. I mean, the Bears are missing one ingredient, and that's a quarterback. They have the defense. They have everybody. They just need a quarterback to run the offense right.
They give up so much to get Mitch.
I don't care. You got to realize sometimes you got to take your lumps and your losses. He's becoming one of the worst things
that
could ever
done. You think Mitch Trubisky's a bust?
I think he plays it. He's the biggest choke art. I think he proved it this year. Last year, he was a Cinderella year. This year, it was supposed to be his, because I looked at it as a step up. Like, he had it last year. He was proving
me
wrong.
He had
last
me
year.
Convinced. He had me convinced.
He has everybody convinced.
He had me convinced that it was going to be his year.
I think they gave him one more year.
I think that if you can, I'll find a way to trade Trubisky, and especially if it's Trubisky, especially if Cam Newton's available. I think the Bears are just missing a quarterback that can actually run their team. And I think this year, watching that Bears defense, one of the games that they lost, it's because I think the defense just gave up on them because the quarterback was trash. No matter how many ball times you can get the ball to Mr. Trubisky, he still found a way to lose the game.
Now, here's a team I could see maybe Tom Brady going to. Vegas Raiders. They need a name, going to a new city, and what better name than Tom Brady for one or two seasons. And John Gruden loves Tom Brady. He's a quarterback guru. And I could see that working for one or two years. They draft a quarterback next year and groom him under Brady next year.
I mean, that could work.
What do you guys think?
I think that could work, but kind of getting back to Clint's point about Mitch Trubisky, which I 100% actually agree with, and it pisses me off because I was one of the Trubisky believers. I personally think that you would have to move on from him, but I don't think they're going to, because I think Matt Nagy is kind of at that point where, because wasn't Nagy the coach that drafted him?
Yeah.
Is this Nagy's second year as the head coach, or his third?
I think
he's entering his third.
Yeah.
He's entering his third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mitch and him came together. They were like.
The next season will be his third year as Bears head coach.
Okay. Well, because Trubisky was drafted in 2017.
Yeah, they were drafted.
And Nagy wasn't there yet. Nagy was still part of Kansas City's coaching staff.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But my point is that I think Matt, if he can't get Mitch Trubisky to work, I have a feeling that next year will probably be Matt Nagy's last year as the Bears head coach.
Yeah.
Because he had everybody believing that the Bears were going to be back on top. And then here we go. They had the disappointing season.
Yeah. That's why I feel like they're going to give him another season. And then if it doesn't work out, they move on from both.
Yeah. But to me, that's going to be one of the more interesting storylines, I think, in the NFL next season, is that the hot seat is going to be so hot for Matt Nagy that his cheeks are going to be toasted.
Yeah.
And I don't think Mitch Trubisky, and he kind of proved it. He's not an elite quarterback. He's going to be a bust, unfortunately. But he had a lot of people believing that he was the Bears' answer. Well, guess what? He's not.
He's a backup at best.
Right.
Unless he goes to the team and find the right coach to coach him.
Well, that's almost what I'm saying. I'm almost thinking that, like, if they do decide to get rid of him this year, like Clintus said, you know, Cam should go to the Bears. What if there's a trade and Cam goes to the Bears and Trubisky goes to Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, that could work, too. Or maybe Mitch goes to the Raiders. I mean, John Gruden is a quarterback guru, as people think he is.
John Gruden's a putz.
Yeah, no. I was being nice. I hate, and you know how much I don't like him. So.
Right.
I can't believe I'm even being nice about him, but it's not here or there. It's going to be a very interesting offseason. It could be like five, six different teams having different quarterbacks. And for the first time in over 20 years, New England could have a different starting quarterback. Not named Tom Brady. Which is, and same thing with the Chargers. How long has Rivers been there? Since 2004, right?
Well, that's when he got drafted. He didn't start until 05, 06.
After Drew Brees, because Brees was still
right
there. So, wow. So, 15 years since Chargers had a different quarterback. Almost 20 years since New England had a new quarterback. And both of them could have new starting quarterbacks come week one of the NFL season, 2020 NFL season.
I don't know, I really think that the quarterback free agent market is something that everybody needs to pay attention to, because I think right now there's a handful of teams that I can tell you that they're still going to have the same quarterback next year. All right, obviously Kansas City, San Francisco, Green Bay, Seattle, Baltimore, because you know Baltimore's not going to turn their back on Lamar.
Oh.
Houston, Philadelphia, New Orleans, because I don't think Brees is going anywhere. I think Brees still has another year left in him.
Yep.
Buffalo.
Giants.
The Giants, they have Daniel Jones now. The Cowboys, I mean, unless talks with Dak Prescott really go to hell.
Well, right now, I heard he turned down another quarterback offer of $33 million they offered him.
Oh, they did offer him money?
They offered
unless
him money
a new
before saying he turned it down.
Unless Mike McCarthy wants somebody else.
Right.
Unless he wants his own quarterback.
Right. But also, down the list of, teams that are still going to have the same quarterback next year. Obviously the Rams, because I don't see McVay moving on from Jared Goff, at least not yet. Although I really don't think Jared Goff is that good either. Kyler Murray's going to stay with Arizona. Like I said, Minnesota's going to keep Kirk Cousins because he still has another year left on the deal. Atlanta, I think, is still going to stick with Matt Ryan. Even though I think they actually should move on from him.
Same thing with Stafford in Detroit. Possibly.
No, I think Stafford's gone.
Andy Dalton's gone in Cincinnati.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, you move over to the AFC side. Obviously, Denver going to keep Drew Locke. Indianapolis. Indianapolis might actually try to get a different quarterback, too. I mean, I know they said they're in love with Jacoby Brissett, but he didn't get them to the playoffs.
Yeah. I could see Cam Newton going there.
I mean, that could very well happen. Pittsburgh might move on from Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
I don't think Pittsburgh is going to move on from Roethlisberger. No.
Yeah,
you
had a year off, so.
I don't think so.
I think they love Big Ben too much in Pittsburgh.
And they had two chances to look at two different quarterbacks this season, and both of them won't let them down.
Right. And the one that they thought could have been their future, could have been their saving grace, you know, Devlin Hodges, I mean, he choked in the game against Buffalo. Of all teams to choke against, he choked against Buffalo.
And then you got the other quarterback getting in a fight.
That would be like, you know, back in the Attitude Era, if Triple H choked in a match against the Brooklyn Brawler.
It's going to be a fun offseason.
It's definitely going to be. I'm waiting to see. Do you guys think Cleveland moves on from Baker Mayfield?
No.
I think
they move on from Odell. I think that was a disaster.
Odell might be going to jail, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I heard about that. Another wide receiver. Surprise.
But, all right, so to kind of get, because, Eric, you only scheduled this for an hour, right?
Yeah, so we have about 10 minutes, so we can talk about the Super Bowl a little bit and then give our predictions, and unless we're doing a show next week.
Well, yeah, we can discuss that later. But I'll say that this will be my closing comments on the free agent market for the quarterbacks. This is going to be probably one of the more funner free agency times. Like, when free agency starts when, Glennis?
I'm not really sure. I think it's probably sometime in March. I'll say probably like the second or third week.
The second or third week?
Yeah, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay, I'm looking at
that. But you know that, you know, they're going to start cutting the deals at the beginning of the month or at the beginning of March.
Right.
They're going to start cutting the deals, and it's going to be a real fun time, especially to find out what quarterback's going where, especially if some of the bigger names, you know, go away.
Yeah. NFL free agency starts the 16th or if either the 16th or 18th. Yeah, 16th. Between the 16th and 18th. There's some though. I think it officially starts the 18th. But you can talk to players on the 16th.
Okay. On the 15th or 16th?
16.
16?
Unrestricted. Yeah, 16.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be a very open free agency.
Yeah. Because you're going to have a lot of teams, especially these teams now with the new head coaches. Like, you're going to have head coach, like Matt LaFleur this year was the only head coach, the only new head coach to make it to the playoffs.
Yep.
It's March 18th. That's what it is. March 18th.
But yeah, so I can't wait.
You have any final words, Cliff? Or Doug?
No.
What's that your?
I don't. It's been an interesting season, and if we can probably just start if you want to. Break down a Super Bowl and go our prediction next week, if that's what makes it better.
Yeah, we'll do that because we still have two, another week, so we can do that next week. Are you both available next week?
I'm done. I work next Monday, but I'm done at 4.
Okay.
Yeah. I will let you know, like, Friday when I'm going to be available.
Okay.
All right. Now, a quick note about Friday's show. Now, we're in the middle right now of getting the votes for the top five greatest Royal Rumble matches of all time. Now, Friday, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on here because I'm going to have people over. And a friend of Daniel's is coming in from out of town.
Okay.
So we're still going to do a show on Friday, but Daniel might not be available to do the show because his buddy's going to be here. So we'll have to think of something else for Friday because he wants to be part of this top five countdown for the Royal Rumble.
Okay. And he's not available Saturday where we can move. Unless he went... No, he's not available Saturday.
Well, I don't think he's going to go to Mindy's on Saturday because his buddy's going to be here. But his buddy's going to be here, so.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, because this Rumble countdown, this is something he really wants to be a part of because, you know, we're going to do a countdown. And we've gotten quite a few votes, and right now, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but the way the voting has kind of come down, I'm still going to leave it open a little bit. But the way the voting has come down with all these different groups, this is a top five that I don't think anybody would have expected.
No, especially the two groups I put it in. It's been very interesting. Almost very similar lists from some people.
Right. Well, you only got a couple of votes in each, or a couple of people to vote in each group, right?
Yeah. At first, they thought I meant Royal Rumble matches, but I had to reword it in the Royal Rumble match itself.
Right.
So. But it's been a couple. It'll be an interesting list, and I think there's one Rumble that I didn't expect to be in the top five, but I won't spoil it. I think you may know what.
And here's the thing: like I'm keeping track of all the lists because I've done this list in like several different groups. All right, and I've got the votes tallied up. I'm going to take it to Twitter as well and see what else I can get out of there. But there are two Rumbles that are on this list that I'm not surprised they're on. All right, because they are probably considered two of the greatest Rumbles of all time. But the other three, like, you look at it, and it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So that'll be, if that's not going to be next week's show, it'll be the week after. So it'll be after this Royal Rumble has aired, unless we decide, if we do a show on Sunday, which, Clinton, are you available Sunday?
Like I said, if you guys were going to do like a pregame Royal Rumble, I don't have to be to work till about 5. So if you guys do something like at 3 o'clock or so, you know, I'll be able to call it.
I can't get in until 5 because I work till like 4:30.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but
I'm not going to. All right,
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that then at a later time. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for coming on. It was a good show. And if you guys have anything else you want to say.
No, I think we're good. Next week we'll give our Super Bowl predictions because it'll be closer to the Super Bowl.
Yep, and we'll find out more injuries and stuff. So, well, thank you guys. You both have a good night. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you Friday night. Adios.
Alrighty. Later.
Later.